Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and welcome to Voices of Vision today. I'm really, really excited about this show because it's going to be about hope, and it's going to be about dreaming big, and it's going to be about an organization that is really affecting change globally on the planet, empowering women, which empowers a family, which inspires change, which helps their children and their husbands, and eventually trickles on down to the next village over. My guest today is the fabulous Harmony Brown. She is executive director of the Enlighten Foundation. Welcome, Harmony.
Hey, Jane. It's exciting to be here. Happy New Year to everybody. Merry Christmas to everybody. We're so excited to be here and be a part of this today. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you on. You know, Harmony, I want to get right to talking about culturally about hope and how we, you know, we're here, we're in America. And when you say to someone, what are your hopes and dreams for not only yourself, but for your children? Women will go on and on and on about their hopes and dreams and goals that they have for their beautiful children. But when you say that to someone that is in a marginalized culture such as Armenia or Romania or Israel or the different places that the Enlighten Foundation is working in, what does that word say to them or what does it mean to them?
A lot of the time they don't actually even have a cultural, like, real meaning for it. Like, often we'll go in and we'll say, what are your hopes and your dreams? And we'll get a blank stare. Like, what are you even talking about? Which is really, it's so crazy. And that kind of moment with these women is what really gets right to my heart when I realize that they spent their entire lives more in survival mode and more like, I just have to get through today. They don't even have a concept for hope or believing for more than what's in front of them because they are so set on surviving, or they have been so marginalized, so pushed aside, so oppressed that they don't even know there's anything different. This is all there is. This is all I have to get through today. This is my place in life. This is what I do. And so they would never have dreams for themselves. And they very rarely would even have dreams for their kids. They just hope their kids get enough food, you know, and it's not even hope. It's literally like this desperation. And so we like to try to just get them thinking slowly and deliberately about what could be versus what is. Because, you know, we believe that change happens internally first and then externally. And so if people can just get a little bit of hope, whatever, at whatever level that is, sometimes it's literally just getting a woman to think, oh, you know, I can believe that my daughter will have a different life than I have. And that might take this time because, again, they haven't thought about dreaming or hoping for themselves or their family. But it's just a little bit like, oh, my daughter doesn't have to live under, you know, the oppression that I've lived in. Sometimes they don't even know they're being oppressed in that sense because they don't even have a concept. They literally are in survival mode. We were talking with some people in Armenia, some women in Armenia, and they were saying, once you're married, you don't even ever leave your house. Like, you just don't leave your house. This is what you do. Yep. And so for them to think of something, anything different than that, you know, is a huge step, even though it seems like such a little thing.
So how do you get in there as the Enlighten Foundation, and how do you light that spark? Like, how do you teach hope?
Yeah. Well, it's just little by little. We start with the children. So to get a woman to a place where she can start believing and being empowered, you have to start taking care of her needs. So we take care of their children first with the early learning program. And then we start saying, now you can learn about your health and your children's health, which then gives them power. And now let's start thinking about what you want to do and who you are, and giving them hope themselves. So there's this progression that we do. We also mm-hmm. try to just start with the children, and something as little as like working with children from a different culture than them. So in Armenia, we work with the Kurdish and we work with the Armenian children, and we put them together to show them that they're not isolated, they're not marginalized, they're not pushed aside, but that they can have relationships with other people who think differently than them, or are raised differently than them, or speak a different language than them, because that starts broadening their perspective. And so it's little by little that then we start saying, now, what do you want to be when you grow up? Let's start dreaming with these little ones. What if you could do anything? And often that helps then the mothers start believing that they can believe for something different. You know, and so we go in, or sometimes it's just a conversation over a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. We found that a lot of times in cultures, you don't just sit around and come in and do an interview. It's building relationship and sitting down and having a cup of tea and just saying, what do you do with your life? What do you do every day? If you could do something different in your day, what would it be? And you get them thinking just a little bit at a time. So that's mm-hmm. those little sparks of hope, you know, that we try to put out there. One woman in particular, she actually was a widow. And in these cultures, if these women don't have a husband or a son to provide for them, they're destitute, and often literally living on the streets just because they, you know, their husband passed away. And so we try to come in and, you know, empower them and give them opportunities. But one woman in particular, we gave her a job at our preschool. And I was just sitting there talking with her, and she said, you saved my life by giving me a job.
Wow.
And so you literally, I would have nothing else. I would probably be dead right now if I didn't have this job that you gave me. And this, yeah, isn't that amazing? And it's one of those moments where you just go, wow, we can do something, and it might be so little, but we can change somebody's life, literally. And so I started asking her, what do you like to dream about? Like if anything could happen, what could happen? Just in conversation. And of course she started with, I'd love to see more children come to our school. I would love to see our children do this. I'd love to see our children have more food, you know, just things where she started dreaming about mm-hmm. something else. And as the progression went on, I finally got to ask her a couple days later, actually, and said, hey, so what about you though? Do you have any dreams for yourself? Like if anything could happen for you, what would happen? And she said, well, since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to be able to see without these glasses. And she takes off her glasses, and they're these thick, you know, so thick, so huge glasses that she's had to wear her whole life. And she's like, I've always dreamed about being able to see without these. And something that's exciting is that I realized that I can have surgery to fix my eyes. So I have been saving my money for the surgery. Hmm. And so she had been saving little by little, everything she could to get her dream met. So she had gotten to a point where she, you know, wasn't destitute on the street. She had a job. She started believing and dreaming for the kids that she was pouring into. And now she started dreaming for herself, and then was doing something about her dream, which is so exciting. And so we're standing there, and I go back to our team and I say, okay, guys, we have got to make her dream come true, right? Because there's something powerful when we can start dreaming ourselves, but when we can help make other people's dreams come true, that's even more powerful in my opinion. And I love making wow. people's dreams come true. And yeah. so I went back to the team, I told them, and everybody just started pulling out everything they had to make this dream come true for this woman, Kima. And so then we got to go back to her and say, hey, you know what? You have to keep dreaming, because your dreams are important. They are important for your kids. They're important for you. They're important to God. And here's all the money you need for the surgery. And we were able to help her get that surgery. And now she can see without glasses. And of course, she started bawling her eyes out and crying. But it's something like that, that is so little. But again, wow. we're able to change somebody's life. So right. it's just these moments where we realize how important hope and dreaming and giving these women that opportunity to just hope, maybe sometimes right. for the first time in their lives ever.
Right. And, you know, giving Kima hope and now her vision, which seems so basic, you know, if you have problems in America, you just go to an ophthalmologist and you handle it, you know. But right. for her to be saving every penny and then to finally have this empowering moment where she can actually discard the glasses and actually see. Now, not only does she have hope, but now she can spread that story of hope. You've empowered her to the point of being able to empower others. And, you know, that's what I see this organization doing, is it's little by little, you know, reaching the next person and then the next person and then the next person and story after story. You know, that's how hope grows. So that is absolutely beautiful. So Kima now can see. So glasses are gone for her.
Yep.
Wow.
The surgery
that's
went great. She's able to see without glasses for the first time in her entire life. I mean, she's had glasses since, you know, she was a little girl. And, it's amazing just to see how exciting it is to be able to just do, like you said, little by little.
Right.
Change one person's life. But if it's that this, you know, revolution of hope, or, you know, calling everybody to start dreaming, something shifts, I think, when we start dreaming, you know, and realize there's more. It's like that, like you said, it spreads to other people. And I think sometimes when that also breaks this whole comparison and competition thing, that I can come in and really just bring, you know, destroy relationships, destroy communities, is when we're all at each other instead of all empowering one another to believe, empowering one another to hope. And when we have hope, it makes it easier for us to hope for others and give them hope. And it dispels that whole competition thing, I believe. So.
Beautiful. Oh, no. Beautifully said, Harmony. We're going to take just a quick break for my sponsor, Go Cleanse. And when we come back, Executive Director Harmony Brown from the Enlighten Foundation. And just if you're going, wow, this organization sounds like something I need, I would like you to, I welcome you to go to enlightenfoundation.org. There's multiple levels of this organization. You can get involved while you live here. You can get involved if you have ever dreamed about traveling and making a difference hands-on. You can do that. There are many, many, many opportunities to get involved. Or if you're just like, wow, I have a few extra dollars and I want to support a woman or a child, you can do that too. So just head to enlightenfoundation.org. We're going to hear from my sponsor, Go Cleanse. I'll be back in just one minute, I should say, with Harmony Brown from the Enlightened Foundation on Voices of Vision.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
It's Nancy Newcomer, host of your Back to the Kitchen Minute on Empower Radio. And if you're ever in the San Francisco area, you can listen to me on 98.5 KFOX. Go Cleanse. We talk a lot about it here. And the reason why, we are extremely passionate about this program because we've seen the difference it's made in people's lives. It's quite remarkable, story after story. I've been a cleanser for over 3 years, and I actually have a shake almost every single day. And when I don't, it's a very rare occasion, but I don't feel so great. I actually crave it. It has all the nutrients I need to give me that vitality and sense of well-being. Of course, during the holidays, all that goes out the window with the extra cookies and hot toddies, and we start to feel a bit draggy. So let's get ahead of the game and get your questions answered. You can be in touch with a Go Cleanse coach. They can tell you all about the program and get you set up for the new year. Clean out your closets, clean up your health. Go to GoCleanse.com.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
My guest today is Harmony Brown, Executive Director of the Enlighten Foundation. You can head to enlightenfoundation.org to find out more about it. But right now, Harmony's going to explain to us the different facets of the organization and how it all kind of came together and why it's so important to empower a woman. You know, what does that mean? So, Harmony, thank you for being on the show today. Let's talk about the Enlighten Foundation and how the listeners can get involved.
Right. Okay. Well, we do a lot of different things with our women and with our children. We really believe that, like I had mentioned before, is that empowerment and hope first happens inside and then transfers outside. And so we want to give our women in marginalized cultures lots of different opportunities. One, we take care of her kids. Then we do a health clinic, but also health education so she can learn about her own body, how to take care of her children, how to feed them well, how to, you know, CPR. I mean, all these just basic basic things that we take for granted. And then the next part of it is that we take the women through an internal and external empowerment course, I guess you could call it, where they learn really about their value and their dreams and their hopes. And then we try to give them an opportunity for business or work or something along those lines to become self-sufficient, believing that they can now be empowered externally because they've learned it internally. It's just so important. So we have these three tiers of our program that we have in three different nations, and we're hoping to expand into Africa, into potentially two other nations in this next year. But through that program, we see these women's lives change. We see the children's lives change. And I can tell you that going and visiting these places that have now been established for 10 or 15 years, you can see transformation happening in the culture. You can see it happening in the village and the surrounding villages to these places, and it is phenomenal. But some ways that you can get involved and help us with that is for $35 a month, you can sponsor one of the children to go to the school. That means they get their supplies, they get transportation to and from school, they get two meals a day, they get all their education, they also get parties and field trips. A lot of these kids would never have that opportunity, and we like to give it to them. And for $35 a month, we have 85 kids in our program right now that are needing to be sponsored, and it's nothing. But for them, it's so much. Their lives are changed, and 100% of that goes to the children. We don't take anything out of that. 100% goes straight to that.
That's huge.
That's huge. Yeah, it is huge. We have incredible, I mean, we always need people to help with our overhead, of course, but we have incredible people that are doing that so that when somebody signs up for $35 a month, it goes 100% to the kids. And then we also have the option of if somebody signs up for to support a woman, then it's $85 a month because it's more, because that actually goes through all three tiers. $35 a month is just our first learning program for the children, the early learning program. And then the next two take a woman through the health clinic and then also get her through the internal, you know, empowerment as well as the external option to do a business. And so $85 a month covers her, but it also covers two of her children to go to the program. So, and again, it's 100% of that goes straight to the mother. It goes straight to that programming. It doesn't go to anything else. So those are two options. Like I said, we're also trying to cover overhead and we want to plant in Africa. We try to raise our funds two full years ahead of before we ever go anywhere, which then locks us in for a 15-year commitment because we're always 2 years ahead on our budget. Which if something happens, you know, we don't have to shut anything down. So right now we're looking at raising $50,000 to get into Africa in this next year. So if anybody out there just wants to, you know, help with that, that's another huge need we have right now. So there's a couple needs financially that we have that are going on right now. Also, we have two trips coming up. We have one in May where it'll be our Nation Vision trip. If you want to get out and you want to see some of the world, but you also want to make a difference. We have that going on, and that's in May. You can see it on our website, but it's to Israel. And so there will be a tour and then also time to work with our programming, you know, there, our early learning center and our learning center in Israel with the Bedouins. We also have a trip in the end of September going to Armenia, and that is to work with the Kurdish village right at the foot of Mount Ararat in Armenia. And so those are a couple of things we have going on. We also have groups that you can be a part of if you want to get empowered and you want to just go to the next level of hopes and dreams in your own life, which we believe we all should all the time. And those are our journey groups. You can also find that on our website. So there you go. Wow. There's a lot of ways to get involved.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's such an important organization. I mean, there are so many good organizations out there that are doing good work. And this is one of them that is really hands-on, you know, and I was fortunate enough to be part of it. I went with you guys to Armenia this year, this past summer. And it was extraordinary. I mean, to actually be there and be part of something and see the change that is happening, because, you know, when you mentioned earlier, you were talking about, you know, change happens internally first and then externally. And if you get to the children, because children do have dreams, children do have hope. They don't know that they're not supposed to have hope. You know, they're living in this village, you know, they've got mounds of sheep dung next to their homes, but they're happy and they're loved. And, you know, and especially when they get in this program, just the interesting, you know, like the position of seeing a child that isn't in our program sitting up on the wall, looking down right. into the church lot where we had the kids playing and everything, seeing that and then seeing the kids that are in the program for the $35 a month, joyous and really learning to dream big, that those children, they just might turn around and become successful and then give back to their community, which will empower more people. So it really is. It's so, so, so cool to see firsthand how this organization works. So I'm a big fan. So I love it. I want to get more involved. If you're listening today and you're thinking, wow, I've been wanting to do something, but I don't know what, I can vouch 100% firsthand involvement with this organization is something I would highly recommend. The women that I have met are delightful. They're just powerful, but in a really, really humble, genuine way. Everyone I've met is just all about helping somebody else. And that's what it is. We got to get out of our own way if we're going to affect change on this planet. You know, we've got to stop thinking it's me, me, me. And it has to be you, you, you. You know, let's help you, because by helping you, you're going to help me. You know, you can't possibly give enough, because it's the best feeling in the world to give to others and to help other people. So this is awesome. So we got a couple more minutes. So dream big, Harmony Brown. Harmony Brown, right. Executive Director, Enlighten Foundation, enlightenfoundation.org. Let it go. Dream big for me. What do you got for me, girl?
All right. Well, oh my gosh. For the Enlighten Foundation, for the world, what are we talking about? Because I have lots of dreams.
Well, I'm talking if you could have that magic wand right now, what do you need in a very large way to move forward 2018, 2019, 2020 to get this up and over and in Africa and really end up with a massively huge global reach so that people are like, oh, yeah, Enlighten Foundation. Yeah, those ladies are rocking. I got it. What do you have?
Well, we need all the help we can get. Obviously, I would love to see way more women and men involved, to change, you know, change the planet, really, to empower, women. You know, I know we talk about that, but we need men empowering women and women empowering women, and we need everybody empowering everybody. Right. So we need people involved, you know, I keep believing that, hey, we need, you know, $2 million. Why not? That would expand if we could raise just the funds, because the funds, people is what you need first and funds is what you need second. Right. And, right. And work hand in hand. But it's like, I mean, I have dreams of like, why not plant one of these preschools in every war zone that, you know, that is out there right now in the ones to come? You know, why not right. reach into the whole Middle East, you know, and go into Africa. You get me started and I will just continue to dream and dream and
Good.
Dream. I mean, I definitely want us to go to the darkest places of the planet, you know, going into, you know, Southeast Asia right now, where we have civil war happening and we have a whole refugee crisis, and saying, bringing hope, you know, we need to get there. We need to get to closed countries. We need to go everywhere we possibly can
okay.
to, like I said, the darkest places where people are marginalized. We look, and the Enlighten Foundation specifically looks for double down. We call it double down marginalization. So it's people groups who are already in a culture where women are being marginalized and oppressed and have no rights. And then also they're in a nation or a culture that they don't belong into, you know? So for example, we work with the gypsies in Romania that, one, the women have very little rights in that culture. So they're marginalized. And then because they're gypsies, they don't fit into the culture of Romania. So they're double down marginalized. And that's what we look for. And that's where we go. Cause those are the people who are the furthest on society, the outskirts of the planet, really. wherever they are. And they're the ones who need the most hope, in my opinion. And so if we could find every double down marginalized culture in the world and get into it, that would be a win for me.
Awesome. I love it. I actually, while you're telling your story and you're like, you know, $2 million, you know, that doesn't sound crazy to me. Like, as you're right. saying this to me, I'm thinking, yeah, we got this. Right. Okay, we are wrapping up the show. It was a quick 26 minutes. I am so blessed to know you, and I just feel so empowered. Right. And we're gonna do everything we can to reach all of these people and really try to affect some change. Harmony Brown, Executive Director, EnlightenFoundation.org. Anything will help. If anything Absolutely. Resonates with you today, and you're thinking, "Gee, I want to get involved." Just go to the website. There are so many opportunities. Or if you have more questions, or if you want to interview Harmony, if you write for a magazine or a paper, or if you are a digital blogger, or if you have a radio show or a television show, this lady will light up your screen and light up your airwaves. So I would definitely encourage you to reach out to Harmony Brown. Harmony, Merry, Merry Christmas and Happy New
Thank
Year.
Thank you.
And here we go for the Enlightened Foundation for 2018. I'm excited.
Right. Me too, Jane. Thank you so much.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision here on Empower Radio.